I understand you're a real sports fan.
Well, then there's only one answer.
Turn on the radio. You'll never have to compromise again.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM at 750 AM.
We're going to talk high school basketball today here on the Coach's Corner. Been a fun start for the Pinnacle Panthers. We've had the opportunity to talk Carbon and Emory. We also have to talk Pinnacle. They are 4-0 for the first time in program history. And joining us right now to talk about that, we have head coach Ray Jones. Coach, it's always a pleasure to chat with you. It's great to get you back in. Another year of Pinnacle basketball. Year three for you, and you're 4-0.
It's been a lot of work and a long time coming, man. But it's always good to be here talking to you, man.
I don't envy your position because, look, the kids have to be excited to be 4-0. It's the first time it's ever happened in program history. They deserve to be excited. But in the same time, you're a coach. I know for you, look at your career. I mean, you're a professional basketball player. 4-0 doesn't mean a ton. Right, but to these kids, it does. That's a tough spot. I would expect to be in as a coach.
It is, and it's hard for a lot of people to relate to it. So you know, it's hard to talk about it a lot. But you know, you want the excitement of 4-0, and all of that is really great, and it's getting a lot of acknowledgement and recognition in the community, and different people have come up. So it's good to see how the kids respond and get to allow them to be excited and happy. And then you have to kind of switch gears as a coach and understand that, you know, there's 17 more games to play, you know, and our main goal is set out to try to make a dent in the region, maybe try to take the region. That's our main goal. So, you know, it's one of those things where the start is great, but if you start and don't finish, you know, was the start, you know, everything that you wanted it to be? Or would you, if you roles were reversed, would you take a bad start to have an amazing finish? So if we could do both and have a great start and a great finish as a coach, that's what I would like.
I've seen you kind of build this culture over the last 3 years. So when I have someone tell me, hey, do you know Pinnacle's 4-0? Yeah, I'm not surprised. Yeah. I know you're not surprised.
No.
Right? This was an expectation 3 years ago. And so have you been able to relay that to the kids that have been with you during this three-year trend? Like, look, this was something that I knew was going to happen 3 years ago if you guys followed my lead.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and I think a wise, coach that I really look up to, told me that, he's like, when you're talking about culture, right, you go into a thing and you could try to just teach basketball. You can try to teach plays. You can try to teach, sprinting and all these different things. But if there's not a culture that you're pushing, things aren't going to work out very well. And so the main thing we've been trying to affect is the culture. And I've said it time and time again, coaches don't win championships. Players alone don't win championships. Culture wins. You've never seen Duke come into a season and go, I hope we make the conference tournament. It doesn't happen, right? That the culture dictates that they will be successful. Now, how far they go, the coach has a big part of that. How far they go, the player is going to have a big part of that. But if the culture's bad, you're going to have a tough time as a team. And so this has been bred into them from day one.
We'll talk about some of the big performers right out of the gate. Cole Barton leading the team in scoring. Really, when you take a look at Cole's statistics, short sample size, 4 games, but 12 points, 7 boards, 2 steals. Those are all state numbers.
Absolutely, man. Cole's been one of those guys. He's been with me for 2 years now. This is his third year. He's a junior. And I mean, he works hard, man. We've worked out in the summer all summer long. He's worked, and he's one of those guys where I'm like, you have to be a leader, even as a junior. You're gonna have to be one of those leaders. You're one of the three guys that's been with me for the longest, and you know my standard, and he knows, and he goes out there and he performs each night.
One of the three, and we have to talk about the other two kids.
Absolutely.
Because they're a very big part of what you've tried to build.
And for sure.
I know you have a lot of freshmen, right?
Yes.
You got a lot of kids that have never played basketball before on this team as well, so you have to rely on those three kids.
Yep.
We'll talk about the other two.
Man, Jonathan Kessler and Riker Howell, man, two of my seniors. They're the two seniors that have been with me. And, man, I talk about it last year. We were poised to win the region last year, in my humble opinion. You know, if things go right, we start off with a big win against Green River, and then we go to Monticello. We win there for the first time in school history. Monticello has historically beat them, beat Pinnacle 30, 40 points on the road, and we beat them first time in school history. So you start off the region 2-0, and you go, okay, like, this is it. And Riker goes down with an ACL tear, and Jonathan gets a concussion in the next game, and now our region is derailed. And I go, with those two guys, we win. So that tells you last year their level of importance. This year, they have done exceedingly greater things. I mean, they are the type where I can give them the ball now, and I can do what you do. do what you were trained to do, do what you know to do, and they produced. And so we wouldn't be where we are without those two guys.
A lot of that has to do with basketball IQ, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. And that, man, it's been bred into them. And that's the relationship that it takes from player and coach. They trust me, I trust them, and we get to working.
Is there a level of confidence and I guess we could say pride in knowing that people are paying attention now? I mean, is it hard to keep the kids grounded in that sense?
Yeah, and I think it's to be expected. You know, you start having a little confidence, so guys come into practice just a little bit cooler than they did before, and they're getting a little bit more knowledge in the hallway than they might have before, and they go to Walmart and somebody asks, you know, are y'all still 3-0? Are y'all 4-0 now? You know, so that's one of the things where it's cool to teach those lessons from success. We spend a lot of time at Pinnacle teaching a lot of lessons from defeat, which are important lessons in life. Those are important. But success brings a different set of lessons. And now I think we're in that position where we get to teach those lessons too. And I think that's a blessing.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Ray Jones as we talk about the Pinnacle basketball team, 4-0 for the first time in program history. But, Coach, the schedule does get pretty steep. I know tomorrow you guys are going to travel on the road, Diamond Ranch. Not necessarily the best of drives, right? Well, that's just for the norm when we talk about the 1A schedule. You guys have some pretty horrific drives like Dugway, you guys punished them for that long bus ride.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it wasn't personal. They made us drive. No. I love those guys.
But Diamond Ranch tomorrow, and then next week, Merritt Prep at home, and then you guys will travel on the road to the Sevier Valley Center. So, I mean, a lot of basketball in a pretty short period of time.
Absolutely. It's a short period of time, and the way our schedule's set up right now, it's a lot on the road. And then I told the parents at the parent meeting, y'all won't be super excited about that, you know, but it was strategic. You know, I wanted us to get on the road. I got a lot of young guys who've never been in these environments. You know, Johnny, Cole, and Riker have. But I got a lot of guys who've never been on that road experience. It's a lot easier to win at home. And so when we get into region play, I need them to know how to win at Monticello, how to win at a Green River, how to win at a White Horse or a Monument Valley. And so we wanted to get those, bites out early. And then when we do get home, I want the fans to be able to see a polished product. To see what the culture and what the hard work these young men have brought is being credited to.
I know the game has changed as well, and we've talked a lot about the shot clock, really in all classifications. I teamed up with a couple of people. We did a study. We came to the determination, I think it was 27 seconds, is the average time for a shot, 3A basketball. I haven't done a study in 1A, but I have to believe it's nowhere near 27 seconds in 1A. I mean, it's a run-and-gun game. It's kind of a different game than 2A, 3A. But you're such a defensive-minded coach. So how has that changed for you, knowing that, yeah, there's a shot clock now?
Well, when teams actually have a shot clock, it's great. You know, the way our defense sets up, I use a lot of the same tactics I used at Eastern. So I have that advantage of having the shot clock pretty much the whole second half of my basketball career, from college to pro, was all shot clock, and then coaching at Eastern was all shot clock. And so that's been great, being a defensive-minded coach and really packing it in and forcing, you know, younger players in the 1A level who maybe haven't experienced those type of things, they have trouble adjusting to it. And so that's been a godsend in its own, just having a shot clock. So if we can keep running into teams that have shot clocks in their gym, I think we'll be in a much better position.
It's so unfortunate that you have to say teams that have a shot clock. Yeah. And we encountered this with Emory just last night, South Summit not having a shot clock. Not quite sure how that happens with a 3A school. I guess it is a little bit different where we're talking 1A. But the idea of, okay, well, now you just have 35 seconds to get a shot off. No, that's entirely way too simplistic to look at this. Strategy, it just changes drastically when there's a 35-second shot clock, especially for a defensive-minded guy like yourself. I'm sure you were thrilled when this was put in.
I was hyped, man. I was like, yeah, can we get our setup ASAP? You know, are we getting it? You know, so it's been really good, and it's helped us a lot. And, I mean, the amount of, basketball I've been able to teach these guys, you know, I think they can feel, you know, my excitement. They understand, like, this is my home base. We got a shot clock now. There's none of this stall game. There's none of this. If y'all play hard defense and y'all follow the principles, we can force bad shots. When you don't have a shot clock, guys start looking up at the clock, and they're 40 seconds. That's a minute of possession. There's another minute and a half, and guys get a little discouraged about playing defense. So I think we're bringing this ideology back at Pinnacle, especially to Pinnacle for us, where it's like, doing the things you're supposed to do right leads to good things. You play defense hard for 30 seconds, you box out and rebound, they have to shoot the ball at some point. They have to.
it's hard to quantify, but how many extra possessions do you believe that produces in a game, knowing that you have a 35-second shot clock?
Man, 30, 40 extra possessions. I mean, we had 47 rebounds in one game. I think one game we had 21 offensive rebounds and some more defense. I mean, so just the amount of bad shots that we forced up lead to extra possessions. And we, on offense, we can score quick because we know that once we come down, we only got to sit here for a max of 35 seconds. Right. And so that has helped out a lot. And I think it'll help a lot of teams out. I think it'll just take a little more time to adjust to.
We've talked about the schedule you guys have up and coming. And I know the first goal, it's a region championship. So, Coach, between now and then, is there something you look at with this team and you say, OK, schedule is going to increase difficulty wise once region starts? How does what you're doing right now translate to that competition that you're about to see?
Man, I think, it's kind of a weird dynamic where, you know, getting success early, success in itself can help breed success if we can use it right. But I tell them all the time, the talent, the competition only gets stiffer. And, the game, it's kind of like playoff basketball. You can be phenomenal in a regular season. And for some reason, when you hit the playoffs, the game slows down and things get a little bit tighter and guys try a little bit harder. So I think with the combination of, the teams we play in a bit, the Paiutes who won state last year, the Tabionas, the Milfords, you never know what Diamond Ranch or Telos is going to bring. We never know. So those are always gamble games where we have to pretend that John Morant is going to be on the court when we pull up. We have no idea who they will have. So those are in the back of your mind. So regardless of the actual competition, the way we prepare has been one of the biggest strategies for success for us. We prepare as if every team we play is capable of putting 100 points on us, right? And so I think the guys are starting to understand that discipline reigns supreme regardless.
Coach, I love having the conversation. Hopefully we're talking 8-0, right? 4 games from now. I'd love to get you back in to continue to talk about the Pinnacle team. Always a pleasure. As always, I think I enjoy the conversations off air, maybe just as much.
Yeah. Oh, man. I would have been here for an hour. This is a 15-minute conversation.
Yeah. It's always fun to get you in, Coach. Congratulations on the great start. Keep it rolling. We'll talk again soon.
Hey, man. Always good to be here, Joy.
We're going to pause for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. We'll flip talk NFL. Week 13 begins tonight here on KOAL. We'll talk fantasy football and more straight ahead right here on Drive Time Sports.